Dvarov, Zeh Pirush L'Misa V'Zeh Pirush L'Chaim. Means as soon as Rabbi Yehuda, the ger, died, at that second the eved was working for Mazutra. Therefore Mazutra was kind to him. But if Mazutra would have not been working with him, then we'd say the eved would go out free, he'd be kind to himself. Now this only applies by an eved that's a godel. Mashenkin, if it be a cotton mashma, then you don't need this. Because if it be a cotton, like Musunzi Abishol holds, a cotton and eved is not kind himself, it doesn't have das. So there'd be no rush to work with him right now. Then you could have waited until the ger died, and then you'd be kind of the eved. So according to this chat, why do you have to work so fast? Only because the eved was a godel. But Vika the army, some say no, the meister was cottonu, that this eved was a cotton, under bar mitzvah. And still, Mazutra had to work fast to make the eved work for him. Because if not, the eved would be kind of himself when his master dies. And if so, udaloi ka abishol, this is not like abishol. To time, because we learn like this. Ger shemes. In the case where a ger, Nachuri has no kids after he became a Jew, so he has no yorshim shemes. When he dies, uvizuzu yisro nechosef, and a Jew now goes through all his property, and the Jew wants to be kind of them. Voyebehem avodim. And he looks over his property, he sees that he owned an eved kanan, he owned an avodim. So look where the Tanakhama holds, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, konu atvam ben echorim. You should know it's too late. You can't get them anymore. Because as soon as the master, the ger, died, right away they go out to cheres. They're like kind of themselves, they acquire themselves. Even though the eved is a katan, still to be kind of himself, his cheres is automatic. That's what the Tanakhama holds. But Abishur Loimeno, Gedolim, Konu Atzman Ben Echorin, true. If the Avodim, the Eved Kanani, was a godel, was over by mitzvah, he has his own das, then as soon as the master dies, he's kain himself, he goes out free. But Kitanim, if the Eved was under by mitzvah, was a katan, he doesn't have his own das, then the locker is, Kolamachzav Behem, Zochav Behem. Anybody now that goes and wants to grab them, could go and grab them, because they did not receive their own freedom. Because they don't have das to be kind of themselves. So therefore, according to the second, the Ika the Amri, that the Maisa with Mazutra was, even though the Avodim, the Eved was a cotton, still Mazutra had to work fast to tell the Eved to work for him. Mashmufi would have not told the Eved to work for him, and the master would have died, the Eved would have went out free. So that's not like Abishol. Because Abishol says, no, even though he's an Eved and the master dies, if he's a cotton though, he's not Zoich himself, and whoever comes afterwards could be zocha in him. Now Mishnah says v'koyin esatzma bekesef, that an eved kanani could go out free, but if money is given to the master for him. So the Mishnah was a machloikis exactly who gives the money. Rabbi Meir's shita was the first shita was bekesef aydei acherim, that somebody else has to give the money to his master. So Gemara says bekesef aydei acherim, somebody else gives the money to his master. So zmashim in, then it's good. Avoloi aydei atzmoi. But if the Eved himself gives his own money to the master, the Eved does not go out free. So the question is, b'may askin, what are we talking about over here? Ilay mishloi midaitoi. Like so far, we're not going to go into the problem yet. How does the Eved own his own money? That's what Gemara later we'll talk about. But let's say the Eved could own his own money. So still, according to Rav Meir, it says that the Eved could only go out free if he pays like his own money, but not ayidei acherim. Forget it. I mean, Rav Meir says ayidei acherim only if somebody else pays the money for the master, but not if the Eved pays his own money. So the question is now, what are we talking about? Ilay mishloi midaitoi, that this new person that wants to free the Eved did not even ask the Eved, did not even tell the Eved he wants to buy him free. So if so, michti, let's see. Shema nolele Rav Meir. We heard that Rav Meir, shita is the Yoma that he says, the Gemara Gittin, that choyf hu liyeved shietzim yad rabba lecheris. It's something bad for an Eved Kanani to go out free. Rav Meir said a svara there, an Eved would rather stay an Eved. He'd rather live with the Shufa Kananis, he would rather stay and not have to do all the mitzvahs. So according to Rav Meir, it's a chayv, it's something bad for the Eved Kanani, the way he thinks about it, to go out free. And so at Tanina, we also learned that Zochin Liyodim Shlei Befonov, you could do something that's good for somebody without even asking him, but V'yein Chavim Lo Yela Befonov, you can only do something bad for him if he accepts it, if he wants it, before him, only if he says yes. So here, according to Rav Meir Shita, that it's a chayv, it's something bad for the Eved to go out free, how could somebody else give money to the master to free the Eved if he doesn't even ask the Eved? So that can't be. Elo, therefore, pshita, for sure, we're talking about midaitoi. We're talking about over here, where this person is giving money, with the Eved's consent. He asked the Eved, do you want to go out free? And the Eved said, yes. Now this person is coming and giving money to the master to free his Eved. So then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then, according to this? You know what the Mishnah is coming to teach us? That Ayidei Acherim in. That only if somebody else gives money to the master does the Eved become free because of that money. But Ayidei Atzmaylai, but the Eved can never give any money of his own. If he gives his own money, nothing doing, the Eved does not go out free. Alma, what do we see from this? That Ein Kinyan Li Eved B'Lei Rabbi. Remeya holds an Eved cannot own anything, because we hold whatever an Eved acquires automatically goes to his master. That's called Ein Kinyan Li Eved B'Lei Rabbi. The Eved owns nothing without his master. So any money that the Eved owns automatically goes straight to the master. So then you can never have the case that he's freeing himself, paying himself money, because it's never his money. So that's what Remeya is teaching us. If the Kenyan Kesev, where he goes out free, is only if somebody else gives money to the master to free the Eved. But we're talking about now only if the Eved wants it. Where the Eved said, yes, free me. The Ochi, if so, Eim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say about Shtar? That Bishtar Ay Dei Atzmai. Rabbi Meir holds that if the master writes up a Shtar Shichur and gives it to his Eved, the Eved himself could hold on, could receive the Shtar. So it's mashma, ayidei atzmayin, only if the Eved himself accepts the shtar. But ayidei acherim loy, to give it to somebody else doesn't help. Now, vi mi daitoi, if we're talking about now that the Eved wants to go out free, ayidei acherim amai loy, what's wrong with somebody else to accept the shtar? Why can't the master give the shtar to somebody else to accept it for the Eved? What does Rav Meir say? Only ayidei atzmayi. The Chitim, if you want to tell me, my ayidei atzmayi, you know what it means to say that you can give the shtar to the Eved himself? Maybe Rameya means Af Ayidei Atzmai, even by himself. But who I didn't, somebody else could also accept it for the Eved. And if so, Vokam Ashmalon, so what is the Chiddush then according to Rameya? That the Gita V'yada Boin Ki Echor. He's coming to teach me, even though like this when he's an Eved, he doesn't have a hand to accept anything, his hand is his master's hand. But here the Chiddush is, when he receives the get though, that's a new Gzeras HaKasav, like when you give a get into the Eved's hand, we say a svar of Gita V'yod Boin Ki Echad. At the exact same time, when he receives the get, at that second he becomes freed also. So it's like he has a yad, he has a hand, to accept his get. Some say that's a Gzeras HaKasav, that the second before he becomes free, his hand becomes his. The Torah was mezakim that he could have a hand to accept his own shtar shichur. That's the Chiddush. But enchanami, if somebody else would want to accept the shtar for the Eved, it should also be good. Now the Gemara says, no, that's not true. V'olaitoni hochi, we did not learn like this. Titanim, because we learned like this. Bishtar ayidei atzmai. That bishtar, if the master wants to give his Eved a shtar, it's only through somebody else. V'loi ayidei atzmai, only by he himself, the Eved himself, can accept the shtar. But clearly, Remeya says, V'loi ayidei acherim divrei Remeya. The man says clearly somebody else cannot accept the shtar for the Eved. So the question is, why not? If we're talking about now it's midaitoi that the Eved wants to go out free, why can't the master give it to somebody else to accept the shtar for the Eved? Like Zochin Leov Mishtar Befonov. It's a schus now for the Eved to go. The Eved wants to go out free. So why can't we give it to somebody else? So Rabbi Abai says the pshat like this. Liyerlo Mishloi midaitoi. Our Mishnah is talking about where the master now did not tell his Eved he's going out free. So therefore, a shtar, somebody else cannot accept for the Eved. Because since it's a chav, or a may hold or something bad for the Eved to go out free, so somebody else cannot accept it for the Eved. So then the question was, how come by kesef, how come money, could somebody else pay the money to free the Eved? The chur, if it's a chav, if it's bad for the Eved, the klal is ain chavin. You can't do something bad for him without his permission. So how come in the ratio, somebody else could give money to the master to free the Eved? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, v'shani kesef, money is different. Hoyil v'koni lei ba'korche. Since when you first go to buy an Eved, you could buy him ba'korche by force, even though the Eved doesn't want, you buy the Eved of somebody else, you could buy it by force of the Eved. There are cases that you could buy an Eved by force of the Eved himself. So you see, money has a something special about it, that you could buy the Eved by force. So therefore, makni lei ba'korche. The svar also, when somebody wants to buy free now, the Eved could also buy him by korch, even though you don't have the consent of the Eved. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, Shtar Nami, said the same story by Shtar also. You could buy a neder with a Shtar, even by Korchoi. You could buy a neder Kanani off somebody else, even though the neder Kanani doesn't want to be sold. Still, one master could sell him to another master, and he could buy him through Shtar. Says, so why can't you free your Rebbe through Shtar also by force? Samar says, no. Hai Shtar Lechud, Hai Shtar Lechud. If you look at the two Shtaros, they're two different Shtaros. Shtaros is what's written inside the Shtar. So in one Shtar it's written that you want to buy the Yevit. And the second Shtar it's written you want to free the Yevit. So since they're two different Shtaros, you can't learn out one from the other. Therefore, you cannot free your Yevit by koch or by force. For the Gemara, Hochinami, so look at the money also. High Kaspel Lechud, Vai Kaspel Lechud. Look at each money by itself. This coin you use to buy him is not the same coin you're using him to free him. It's different money. So how could you say, since you could buy him by force, maybe you could get rid of him, you could free him also by force? So more says, though, Tiva Miyuchada, who? It's one Tiva, it's one coin. Doesn't mean, it's true, it's not the exact same coin, but all coins are alike, it's the same currency, it's the same money. Even though it's not the same dollar bill, but all dollar bills look alike. So therefore, since you could use money to buy him by force, that's a svara. If somebody pays money to free him, it could also be done by force. But shtar is not that way. Shtar, since it's a choy for the eved to go out free, it only helps if the eved himself wants to receive the shtar. But if the eved doesn't know about it, somebody else cannot receive the shtar for the eved. Rav Amar Rav says another chilek. Same teretz. We're talking about now, true, it's about korcha. Like, we didn't ask the eved. So why is kesef good? He says like this. Kesev is Kabbalah's Rabbi Gormaloi. By money, the pshat is, what happens by money? Somebody else pays the master money to free his Eved. Who is receiving the money, though? The Adon, the master, is receiving the money. So since the master receives the money by will, therefore the Shichur automatically takes place. It's totally in the master. Since the master does it by Ratzon, therefore the Shichur takes place. But shtar, when the master writes up a shtar, where's the kinyan there? Kabbalah sacherim gormaloi. There it depends upon the person that receives the shtar. Like the Maya, you give it to the Eved. If you want to give it to somebody else. So here the other person, the receiving of it, that's what's freeing the Eved. So here we say somebody else can't do it by korcho. Somebody else can't do it, not with the will of the Eved. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir holds again that kesev is only ede acherim, somebody else. And shtar is only by himself. Now, the chacham say, "Bekesav adayatzmai." No, the Yevet could free himself with his own money. How does he have his own money? That we'll soon see. But our core point of the diak is, "Bekesav adayatzmiin." He could free himself by paying with his own money. Ideacherim loy, but somebody else cannot pay for him. Question is, am I? Why not? Even if you want to tell me in the case we did not ask the Yeved, but still, Michti, let's see. Shemanu l'rabbonin. We heard from the Rabbonin the Amr that they say, S'chusu, it's something good. Sheyotzim etachas yad rabba l'cheris. It's something good for Neb to go out free. The Rabbonin Shita in Gittin is that it's a S'chus for Neb to go out free, not to have to be a Neb to be a slave to work. It's good to be a Ben Cheren to be free now. If so, for Tanina we learned, that Zochim Liyadim Shlai B'Fonov, you could do something for somebody else if it's good for him, even without asking him. You could do something here also, somebody else should be able to pay money to free him. It's only V'Yein Chavim Loyel B'Fonov. You could only do a Chav, if something's bad for him, then you could only do if he tells you in front of him, but not behind his back. So since according to Chomin, to free an Eved is a schus, it's good for him, why can't somebody else pay money to have him freed? Maybe you want to tell me, what does the Chum say that the Eved could free himself with his own money? I tell you, maybe it means, even by himself he could free himself. What's the Kiddush over here? The Yesh Kinyan Le'Eved B'Loi Rabbi. That the Kiddush is that there's a Kinyan for the Eved B'Loi Rabbi. That's the Kiddush maybe. The Yesh Kinyan Le'Eved B'Loi Rabbi. Maybe that's the Kiddush. That an Eved could have his own money without his master. Therefore, the Eved could pay himself free. For the Mori Yochi, if so, aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say? The Shtar Ayde Acherim. That how they be freed with the Shtar Ayde Acherim. Somebody else has to accept the Shtar. But V'loy Ayde Yatzmai. But not by himself. He can't accept the Shtar. The question is, why not? V'akaimalon, we hold the Gita V'yoda Boin Kiecha. There's such a swear like that. That when he gives the shtar, shichra, to the Eved, the second he receives the shtar, he gets his yad, like his freedom.
Well, at least he has the yad to accept the shtar. So why can't the Eved accept the shtar himself? Maybe you want to tell me the pshat is mayay de'cherim means afay de'cherim, even by himself. And this is what it's teaching us then. That it's a schutz or something good for the Eved to go out free. And that's what they're telling me right now. That somebody else could do it also. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Niyavinu v'nesninu. If you want to tell me, Tekon Dechachomim, that both by money and by shtar, it could be done both ways, either by himself, the Eved himself giving or accepting the shtar, or else by somebody else, so Abisai, you put it in one case and say, Bekesavu v'shtar, Beinai de'acherim, Beinai de'atzmoi. It should put it together. How come it says it in separate cases? By shtar and kesav are learned separately. Why? If they both have the exact same cases, it should be learned in one case. So therefore, the terrorists have to be like this. Ela bekesev, by money is true. Beinai de'acherim, beinai de'atzmoi. If the Chumash say that the Eved has his own money, he can free himself with his own money, pshitahu adin, somebody else could also pay money to have the Eved been freed. Because the Chumash holds it's a schus, so he could do it even without asking the Eved. But the Chiddush is b'shtar. After the Chumash say an Eved goes out with the shtar, the Chumash say, Aydei Acherim. It's only if somebody else accepts the shtar. And the Chiddush is, V'loi Aydei Atzmai. That the Chumash of our mission holds, An Eved Kenani cannot accept his own shtar. And who is this then? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It goes according to Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Af b'shtar, even with an Eved, goes out free with the shtar. Shichror, ayidei acherim. Only the master has to give it to somebody else to accept it for the Eved. But v'lo yayidei atzmai, he cannot do it by himself. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that by an Eved Kenani we do not say this svara of Gita v'yada boin ki echad. The Eved Kenani does not have his own hand. His hand belongs to the master. So if the master puts the shtar shichr into his hand, he does not go out free. Therefore, our Mishnah says, only Aydei Acherim, somebody else can accept it for the Eved, but not the Eved himself. Now this, it comes out now, v'sholosh machlekes v'dover, there's a three-way machlekes here. By Kesser, by Shtar, and exactly which ones could accept it. Omar Rabbi says like this, my time with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what's not going to swarm with Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Like, why does he say an Eved cannot accept his own Shtar? In Svar, we should say he could. Like, is there a loch? Yeah. Shalik Mar says again, Omar Rabbi, my time with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what's his reason? Why doesn't he hold the Svar of Gita Gyodah Bon Kiyechod? Because Goma Lolom Isha. He learns that Xer Shav Eved Kenani like from Isha. My Isha, just like when you want to give the get to your wife. Achi Yoitzi get to a Shushaina Shaloi, the man has to give the get to his wife, but the pshat by your wife is you don't own your wife. So when you give her the get, it goes out of your Rishus into your wife's possession. That's called it leaves the husband's Rishus. Says so when you want to give a Shtar Shichra to your Eved, Af Eved Nami. The get has to go out of the master's possession into somebody else's rishus. And therefore, he also in svar, when you give it to the man, to the Eved, your Eved is still in your rishus. So that's not called you gave the get out of your rishus. Therefore, you cannot give a shtar shichra to your own Eved. It has to be through somebody else. Now the Gemara says, Boy, Rabbi asked the question.